They were called TACs for short. So the law required that abortions only be done in hospitals by physicians, and they had to be, every abortion had to be, the case had to be presented to the Therapeutic Abortion Committee. And so throughout Canada, Ontario, I know about Ontario more than the whole nation, but I'll tell you what I know. So what would happen is in hospitals, Ontario, some hospitals would not have those committees, even though they were supposed to. They're made up of three doctors. Some hospitals would create committees that were much like a rubber stamp, right? It was just a formality and it went through. Some hospitals stacked their committees so that they were up, none of them would actually ever get through. Some hospitals would weigh them, and it was, and so we all knew who to send where, because we knew what would happen, right? Mm-hmm. And some hospitals had committees where they would, like there was, like in Kitchener, my understanding is like, we knew what the criteria was. And it was hard to get an abortion in Kitchener because there were only two physicians who were performing abortions, and they had full practices. They were OBGYNs, and performing abortions was just a piece of their practice. And they did that. And they did it for the people they felt were the most needy. So in their eyes, that was teenage women.